This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Ten Commandments, this is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا. Whenever you speak, then be just in your speech. Every single person amongst us, or most people amongst us, we speak, right? We all know how to speak. Some speak a little bit, some people are chatterboxes, they keep speaking, right? And some people are able to speak a lot, but they don't speak much. They choose not to speak. And this is a quality within human beings, that they are able to speak and converse. Sometimes we are able to say good things and bad things, and we have a choice to do that. We can say good things, we can say bad things, we can say nothing. That's all choices that we make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you make a choice of actually speaking, it's an educated decision. At that moment, when you're about to make that decision, then start remembering justice. Start remembering justice. Otherwise, don't speak. If you either, when you're speaking and you choose to speak, then speak with justice. If you choose not to speak, then that is your choice. But if you do make that educated decision of speaking, then make sure your speech is nothing but good. It's gauged with the index of what? Of justice. And that's why a poet says, قَدْ يُحْرِزُ الْوَرِعُ التَّقِيُّ لِسَانَهُ خَوْفَ الْكَلَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمُفَوَّهُ. Some people are able to speak, mashaAllah. You meet them, they're very silent. But as soon as they get the opportunity to say something important, bam, they bring you the most important fact. You never thought that this person could produce such information and be able to say it so eloquently. But the point is, the person is able to speak, but he chooses not to. And that's from hikmah. And this poet is saying that maybe a pious person may end up withholding from speaking. Why? Because he's afraid of the results that will occur because of speech. There are outcomes of speech. There are, keep that in mind. Whenever we speak, we have to remember that there are outcomes of speech. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said that maybe a person will end up falling 70 years into the hellfire because of one kalima, one statement that the person says. One statement, really? Are you kidding me? Yes, I'm not kidding you. This is the messenger talking. One statement, one word. Sometimes the utterance of one word can lead a person so far in the deep depths of hellfire that the person will never be able to come out again. That's the kalimatul kufr. That's the statement of disbelief. A person educatedly makes a statement of disbelief, then that's his choice. But he has to be able to bear the burden and the consequences of that choice that he makes. Sometimes we say things to people that are also, you know, consequential. There are consequences for everything you say, and that's why a pious person, a smart person, a person with hikmah, stay silent. I want to give you two examples over here of how people lose justice and how people end up losing focus on this idea of justice when speech occurs. Number one, when people start to hate or love people too much. If you love someone too much, then you lose focus on justice. If you hate someone too much, then you also lose focus on justice. Those are the two points in which your compass is not directed in the right direction anymore. Why? Because you either love him too much, so you're going to be doing ghulu in his regards, you'll be very, very excessive in his regards, or you hate him too much, and then also that same thing occurs. And that's why in our expression, in our feelings towards people, we have to be balanced. So either love or hate, when it gets out of its boundaries, when it becomes, you know, when it goes into the state of tughyan, transgression, above where it's supposed to be, above where it is supposed to remain, then we start to either say good things, too good things, things that are not even within the person about that individual, and then problems occur, or we start to say bad things, things that are not within the person, because of the fact that we hate the person so much. And no, we as people are commanded to stand with justice. So don't love people excessively, don't hate people excessively. Maybe the person you love so excessively today and you so say all these beautiful things about, tomorrow he'll be your worst enemy. And then what happens? All of those statements come back to you. People say, well, yesterday you used to say all these things about him, right? Maybe that person that you hate so much, tomorrow he'll become your friend and then you'll never be able to show him your face properly. Why? Because you said A, B, C about him, right? So love people, but love them with balance. Number two, I want to share a story with you. A story of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this story of Umar al-Khattab, it's a very, very brilliant story, very, very relevant story to what we're living through today. And that is the story in which a man came to Umar al-Khattab. He said, I have a daughter. She was in Jahiliyyah, in ignorant times. And during these ignorant times, she ended up having a child outside of marriage. And then she tried to kill herself because she was regretful and remorseful about what happened. And then what happened? I ended up saving her life. She took a knife, tried to slit herself to death. I ended up saving her life by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now she's of age for marriage and men are coming to me. And they are saying, we would like to get married to her. Should I tell them those things that she'd done in the past? Umar ibn al-Khattab became enraged. He said, how do you, أَتَعْمِدُ إِلَىٰ سِتْرٍ, how do you end up going to a cover, a veil, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon a person, and then go and uncover it? Even though Allah is the one that's placed it, He wants these things to be covered, and you go and try to reveal it to people, don't do it. He goes so far and he says, Umar ibn al-Khattab, out of his anger, and we all know Umar al-Khattab, every time his sword is right there. So he says that, if you end up doing it, then I'll make you nakalan li ahli al-amsar. I'll make you an example for all of the people that are in all countries across the world. As in, do not uncover and unveil the sins of the people in the past. And this is from justice. When you end up, you know, losing that direction of justice, then you end up saying things about people of their past. Someone's left their past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will either reward him, or He's the one that will take him to account for his past. He has sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fixed his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then who are we to come in the middle of him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, well, you did and you used to and this and that? No. People make tawbah, we don't unveil them. And another phenomenon in our times is that people unveil themselves. They'll come out on TV and say, you know, I used to be like this and I used to be like that and this and that, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me, right? These are not things that are to be said. If you have committed a sin, then you hide those sins, you protect those sins, you protect them from being revealed to other people, because these are not some things that a person should be happy about. And sometimes people are actually boastful. Brother, you don't know what I used to do in my past, man. No, don't do that, Habibi. If you did something in your past, keep it to yourself. If you can hide it, keep it to yourself. If it's been hidden, nobody knows about it, keep it to yourself. It's not something to be boastful about. Your past, if it's evil, then how do you boast in front of people about something evil that you've done? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to say those things that are absolutely just, even if it happens to be someone we either love too much or someone we hate too much. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.